This goes to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K. And like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5023 regarding Garla, G-A-R-L-A, Zelensky, Z-E-L-I-N, like November, S-K-I. Date of birth is December 2nd of 1937. Dear Cora, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Zelensky with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of interstitial nephritis causing acute renal failure, secondary to proton pump inhibitor use. Renal function did recover after cessation of the proton pump inhibitor in 2014, and it's remained stable with levels between 1.0 and 1.3. since 2014. Most recently, it's been between 1.0 and 1.2 within the last year. She reports that she was recently diagnosed with celiac disease. She was having chronic diarrhea and had lost 13 pounds over the last 6 months. Now she's on a very strict gluten-free diet, and she's still very tired. And that may be secondary to malabsorption issues also. She did not want the COVID-19 vaccinations in any form. She's not certain how they may affect her kidney function or if they may cause problems due to her history of interstitial nephritis secondary to the medication use of a proton pump inhibitor in the past. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has had diarrhea, but that's improving with the gluten-free diet. Actually, she's getting more constipated, and she denies blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. There's one change. The Norvasc was decreased from 5 milligram twice a day to 5 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight is 123.5 pounds, pulse 77, and blood pressure 125 over 79. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 29th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.2, which is stable, estimated GFR 43. Albumin is 4.5, calcium 9.5, sodium slightly low, 133, potassium is 4.0, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin 11.9 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Previous hemoglobin was 11.7. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, hypertension, well-controlled, history of interstitial nephritis, secondary to proton pump inhibitor use, and new diagnosis of celiac disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet and a gluten-free diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.